Yo sé que soy poco superficial y que me manejo en la promiscuidad.
We're listening to Panda, a Mexican emo core band. Emo, in case you're not familiar, is short for emotional. It's a type of music and an aesthetic. All right, picture kids in skinny black jeans and eyeliner, dyed, black dyed hair in his face, sort of brooding in the corner. It's one of the many social tribes, along with metalheads and punks, that's made its way across the border to Mexico. And emo kids there have not had an easy time this month. On March 7th, in Querétaro, a town north of Mexico City, an anti-emo mob, literally a mob, descended on a plaza where emo kids often hung out, and they severely beat three teenagers. The next week, emos were attacked in Mexico City as well. Joining us on the phone now is Joan Grillo, a freelance journalist based in Mexico City. He wrote about the anti-emo violence for Time magazine. Joan, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So tell us a little bit more about the mob at Querétaro. What happened?
Well, there was a mob which organized over the internet. They posted up signs, a message on the internet saying, let's go to this square in Querétaro where they hang out and let's take back the square. And then they had a very aggressive kind of, you know, these people are gay, they wear makeup, you know, they don't have any culture, they're suicidal. Let's take them out of the square. So about 800 people met up and stormed around the streets. And then some of the mob found three young emos in the square and just, you know, beat the hell out of these three people. And there was very disturbing video of it, which some of it which the kids themselves were taking on their cell phone videos. And others, some journalists arrived. And a very disturbing video of, you know, a mob of hundreds beating up on three teenagers and leaving them bloody on the plaza floor, be taken to hospital.
And then these videos were uplinked to YouTube, so it's sort of a little bit of a cycle. The internet is used to create the mob, and then the mob takes pictures of what they've created.
That's exactly right. A lot of the people put these videos on the internet with celebratory messages saying, you know, this is great. Now emos, you know, emos are dying. This is a great thing.
Now, the violence continued on Saturday when the emos held a March for Tolerance. What happened there?
There was a march in Mexico City for Tolerance, and it was supposed to be everyone coming together, punks and metalers coming together to show support, show solidarity, and speak against the violence. Unfortunately, you know, we were walking through Mexico City to this marketplace where a lot of young people hang out. About 200 people came up and started throwing bottles and screaming and shouting a lot of homophobic insults at the emos, and the police had to form a line to stop the people attacking the march.
So you brought it up twice. There is a degree that homophobia is at the root of a lot of this.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, a lot of the messages are very focused on the homophobic elements. Mexico, you know, homophobia is still quite a big issue. There's, it still can be difficult for a lot of gay people in a lot of Mexican cities. Sorry, can you hear me okay?
I hear you great, yeah. Now better now, yes.
Sorry about that, yeah. There's still a lot of homophobia in a lot of Mexican cities, and a lot of the... I'm sorry.
No worries.
And a lot of the insults are focused very specifically on this, very clearly on this. There's when you saw the march attacked, a lot of people were shouting very clearly, kind of the Mexican words for, you know, insults people use for gay, and that seems one of a lot of people like who have worked with youth in Mexico City say that is one of the main causes of the grievance people have against the emos.
It's also interesting. I went on a couple of the websites, and they're really sort of stunning in how vitriolic they are. One of the issues also seems to be class here. On one site, there was a posting that said, emos, hipsters, and trust fund babies should die. The next genocide should be based on cultural classes. Is there a clash, a class rift between the emos and some of the other music tribes we were talking about?
Yeah, I think that's right. A lot of the emos in Mexico, as in the United States, tend to be middle-class kids. A lot of them are middle-class teenagers. They're 15 or 16 years old. They're often going to private schools in Mexico, living in some of the better neighborhoods. And some of the other kids are coming from these quite tough barrios, and they see these emo kids as being privileged, and as well as being gay in their minds, as being privileged. And I think that as well, that drives as well their hate. Although there's a lot of wealthy Mexican, and there's been no real kind of tradition of fighting among different class groups in Mexico, particularly. But I think that's one of the things which stirs up the violence here.
We're speaking with Joan Griot. He's a freelance journalist based in Mexico City. He wrote about the anti-emo violence for Time magazine. There's also an on-air personality who is involved in all this. It's not just in terms of on the internet and terrestrial broadcast as well. There's a young guy. I was watching him, and he was really pretty... I don't want to say he was calling for violence, but he was definitely not telling people to chill out and be cool about it.
Yeah, there's an on-air personality in Mexico called Christoph. He's on a TV program or TV channel called Telehit, which is a TV channel about music aimed for young people. And he came on the channel and said that emo culture is worthless. It's all about teenage girls who fancy the lead singers of bands. And they started using a lot of swear words, being very aggressive, suddenly turning to English, using these quite hard curses. I don't want to repeat here. Really saying this is rubbish, it's garbage, it's worthless culture. And he said that, a few days before this big attack happened in Mexico City. So that, didn't look very good. It looked like, in a way he was inciting, to an extent, inciting the violence.
Are authorities taking this seriously, Joan?
Well, yeah, they are. To an extent, in Mexico City, they are.
Yeah.
They try to arrange a sit-down between emos and other groups before the march. And then they sent a lot of police out to protect the emos. Unfortunately, in some ways, it doesn't... it can antagonize the situation as well. When you see a group of these emos marching, protected by a group of riot police, it makes the other kids even more angry.
Absolutely.
Why are these kids being protected?
Joan Griot is a reporter in Mexico City. Thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you very much.
Hey, next on the BPP, it's April Fool's Day, don't you know? There are hijinks happening on the internet. The lowdown next. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.